the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Thus we experience the most severe hankering for you. 18. O beloved, your all-auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Raja's forest. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease in your devotee's heart. And small purport. According to the Acharya, the gopis repeatedly entreat Lord Krishna to place his lotus feet on their breasts. The gopis are not victims of material lust, but rather they are absorbed in pure love of Godhead, and thus want to serve Lord Krishna's lotus feet by offering their beautiful breasts to him. Materialistic persons who are victims of mundane sex desire will not be able to understand how these conjugal dealings take place on a pure spiritual platform, and that is the materialistic great misfortune. 19. O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. Purport. The translation of this verse is from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila 4.173. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 34th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Gopis' Songs of Separation. Om Gyana Tirmanasya Ganenjana Shalakaya Sakshmi Tami Yena Tasma Shri Gurbe Namaha Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaha Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashchatari Shatana Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shudeta Karada Shivasati Gauravakrim Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we have gone through several parts of the Lord's life. He is the Supreme Person. And so, now we come into this special part, his love life. And I mean, if this so-called mundane people has a so-called love life, why can't the Lord also? Because he is the Supreme Person. So his love life is supreme also, and it's special. Sukadeva Goswami, of course, cautioned us that don't try this at home. See, especially when he spoke about great controllers, they should never be imitated. So the Lord, this is the topmost part of his life, so to speak. When Lord Chaitanya was speaking with Ramananda Roy, what is the greatest subject? He said that subject that discusses the pastimes with the Lord and the gopis, especially that with Srimati Radharani, for she is considered the topmost gopi. What is the greatest song? That song that glorifies the Lordship. What is the greatest drama, that drama that depicts their pastimes? The greatest poem, that poem that describes their pastimes. The greatest meditation, those that meditate upon their lotus feet. The greatest service, those that serve them, their lotus feet. See, so this subject is considered to be the topmost. And so we should Approach it cautiously, but at the same time also relish it, because it brings the highest purification also. It's stated by going through this topic, by studying the pastimes of the Lord with the gopis, then our material lust will be vanquished. See? So well, Lord Chaitanya Acharyamananda Roy, well, why is this the topmost subject? Because it brings the topmost pleasure to the Lord. It gives the topmost pleasure. Service in neutrality brings some pleasure to the Lord. Service in as a servant brings pleasure to the Lord. Service in friendship brings pleasure to the Lord. Service in parental affection brings pleasure to the Lord. But service in conjugal love, this brings the highest pleasure to the Lord. So the gopis and Srimati Radharani are considered to be the topmost servant of the Lord. See? So with our mind, we should keep this, always remember this. They're the topmost servant of the Lord. And even the devotees should be hankered for this position also. But it's not easily attained. One have to serve the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord to eventually. But this is the most relishable position there is. And so Lord Chaitanya was very much pleased with Ramananda Roy. He said, except for you, there is no one that can explain this highest realization, this highest conclusions of the scriptures. That is why the Chaitanya Charitamrita is also considered the topmost scripture. See? Because it gives the highest explanation of the pastimes of the Lord. See? It's stated that this whole world is plagued with mundane songs, mundane movies, mundane poetry, everything. You see? Meant for sense gratification. The people that makes the most money are the people that produces these mundane songs. Those that produce mundane movies, they're the best paid, see? So, but this is the unfortunate situation for the world, because the best topic for discussion is the pastimes between the Lord and the gopis. The best poetry, the best songs, see? Any song that glorifies their lordship. And so with this consciousness, then we can have the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara and the benefits of hearing just subject matter. So the gopis here, they're in the mood of separation of the Lord. Vipralamba. It's stated that Vipralamba has different stages. It has like four stages. The ecstasy exhibited before their meeting, and then the ecstasy exhibited after the meeting. See? And then it's stated that the state of mind experienced by not meeting, and that state is many. Sometimes there is lamentation, there is anxiety, there are so many things. See, when would I meet the Lord? And so forth, see? And then, the other stage is the state of mind after meeting, fear and separation and so. So this Virpalamba, it's, I have barely read in it really, but I think it's elaborately explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so here now, the gopis are at this stage of lamenting because the Lord has left them. And I can just briefly run through the verses and say a little. There's not too much to say on them, but things. So the first verse says, your smile, your sweet loving glances, the intimate pastimes and confidential talks we enjoyed with you, all these are auspicious to meditate upon, and they touch our hearts. But at the same time, a deceiver, they very much agitate our minds. So here the Lord, the gopis are remembering everything. Your smiles, your sweet loving glances, the intimate pastimes and confidential talks we enjoyed, all these are auspicious to meditate upon. When Bhishma was speaking to Maharaj Yudhisthira, he said that that glance, if the glancing, if you want to develop a good relationship with people, then your smile should be nice, your glance should be nice, your speech should be nice, palatable, see? And so the gopi says all these things are auspicious, you see? But then I deceive them and say, oh, deceiver. They very much agitate our mind. So this word deceiver, this is pleasurable to the Lord also. Because we have a perverted conception of this word, we take it in a different way. You know, we have a negative connotation, so to speak. But it has like a positive connotation with the Lord. You see? Yeah, so it's in a different mood, so to speak. Dear Master, dear lover, when you leave the cowherd village to herd the cows, our minds are disturbed with the thought that your feet, more beautiful than a lotus, will be pricked by the spiked husk of grain and the rough grass and plants. So the gopis did such deep feeling. They're thinking, in every geographic location has different fauna, flora and fauna, different vegetation, so to speak. Subtropical regions might have spiked grass, sharp grass, grains. Like for example, the paddy. If you walk on the paddy, it has little tiny spikes that could cause some little pain in your feet, and maybe like wheat and so forth, you know. So they're saying that the grains, that spike husk of grain, rough grass, they would inflict some pain on your feet. So we can see that the gopis, they're so much thinking of the Lord. At the end of the day, you repeatedly show us your lotus face, covered with dark blue locks of hair and thickly powdered with dust. Thus, O hero, you are always lost to desires in our minds. So, the Lord is supremely attractive also. And for young girls, the young gopis, of course, you'd be supremely attracted to them also. Your lotus feet, which are worshipped by Lord Brahma, fulfill the desires of all who bow down to them. They are the ornament of the earth, they give the highest satisfaction, and in times of danger, they are appropriate object of meditation. O love, O destroyer of anxiety, please put those lotus feet upon our breasts. So this lotus feet is spoken so many places, many, many places. Kunti Devi said, Ne yam so bishyate tatra, O Gadadhar, our kingdom marked by their footprints, looks beautiful. But when you leave, it will no longer be so. See, the lotus feet of the Lord is special. She says, Srinvati Jayanti Grinanti Abhikshnashaha. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop birth and death. See? And also they said here, O Lord, place those lotus feet upon our breast. We know the pastimes with Kubja. When the Lord went to see Kubja, he went onto her bed, and she took his feet and put it on her breast, and all her desires were pacified. See? All her desires were pacified. So there's a special potency in the lotus feet of the Lord. Oh, here, O kindly distribute to us the nectar of your lips, which enhances conjugal pleasure and vanquishes grief. That nectar is thoroughly relished by your vibrating flute, and makes people forget any other attachment. And then there's a little purport here that Damantari is said to be the chief of the physicians, see? And he could give you an herbal medicine if you want. Sometimes if you want him to fall in love with somebody and you take that potion, immediately you could fall in love with that person. So this special potion is the nectar from the Lord's lip, see? And certainly that would enhance conjugal attraction. When you go off to the forest during the day, a tiny fraction of a second becomes like a millennium for us, because we cannot see you. And even when we can eagerly look upon your beautiful face, so lovely with its adornment of curly locks, our pleasure is hindered by our eyelids, which are fashioned by the foolish creator. And so this is also such great feelings for the Lord. You know, they said time is relative. Sometimes when you want to get something specially done, it seems like it takes for ages. See? And so here, when the Lord goes out, and when he comes back, the day seems to be like a millennium. See, a whole age. Our age, and age is considered the age of the demigod, 4,320,000 years. See? Dear Achyuta, you know very well why we have come here. Who but a cheater like you would abandon young women who come to see him in the middle of the night, enchanted by the long, loud song of his flute? Just to see you, we have completely rejected our husband, children, ancestors, brothers, and other relatives. See, so this may sound a little bit, like I said, harsh in some way, but it's very pleasurable to the Lord. The Lord relishes all these talks. See, he gets the highest ecstasy. Our minds are repeatedly bewildered as we think of the intimate conversation we had with you in secret. Feel the rise of lust in our hearts and remember your smiling face, your loving glances, your broad chest, the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Thus we experience the most severe hankering for you. The goddess of fortune sits on the chest of the Lord. But even the goddess of fortune hankers for this kind of pastimes with the Lord. And especially with the rasa dance we'll see later on. That all the other devotees like Mother Sati and wives of the demigods, and so they want to actually partake in it. Oh beloved, your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Vraja's forest. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease in your lotus heart. So this is pure love. Stated that love and lust resemble. Love and lust resemble, just like gold, and we can say fake gold. Like yesterday we were talking about gold and iron, but we can, maybe we can relate to gold and fake gold. Fake gold lasts for a little while and then it finishes, it turns black. See? So lust in this material world is temporary. It's based on the bodily concept. It's for the body. See? But love is eternal. And it gets stronger and stronger. See? Whereas lust, it just dwindles. Oh, dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft, and we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety, that your tender feet may be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. And this verse is quoted many places also. It's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, other places. See? Such love the gopis have for the Lord. See? And so because of this, this pastimes is considered topmost. Because here we see the great love that these devotees have for the Supreme. And this love brings the highest pleasure to the Lord. See? So that is why these pastimes are such wonderful. And what we get in return by hearing it, our lust become eradicated. Hearing submissively, attentively, our lust becomes eradicated. So I'd like to stop here if there's any comment or question or realization. Yes, Dhamraj Prabhu.
I was just observing from these verses, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. This is merely for my own purpose, that these gopis, they have, we can say, full access to the Lord, or most access in terms of their position and their devotion to Him. And they have access which the goddess of fortune doesn't have. And they were talking about his smiling faces, talks about his kisses. But, and this is where I'm thinking it's an instruction for me, that all their meditation were on his lotus feet. With all their, they have access to different parts of his bodies, but their meditation was just basically on his lotus feet, that they're always talking about his lotus feet. So I was just thinking that it's an instruction for us, that from the greatest of devotees, that how one should meditate.
Of course. And even when we're looking at the deities, we start from the lotus feet and then we move gradually upwards. And the lotus feet brings the highest satisfaction, gives the highest benediction. They explain here that even Lord Brahma is seeking the lotus, shelter of the lotus feet. So you know, always speak about that. Yeah. Pushkar Prabhu?
I didn't say too much. But there were three verses there that are quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You kind of mentioned it, I think, anyway, now that I think of it, but maybe not particularly, but Atati Yad Bhavan and Jyotir Gayate, it appears like, and we went over that, I think, that a moment appears like so many yugas. Anikananam Tritiya Gayate means that a tritiya, tiny 1/17,000th or hundredth, is it? What?
Yeah, one.
Did you read it?
I had read, yeah, I read it.
Somebody compared it, they were giving the class, Yugayate Nimishena.
Yeah.
But Mahaprabhu's Astakam.
Of Lord Chaitanya, yes. One moment appears like such a long one.
That string of verses, three verses, Shokanashanam, Surtavarana, Shokanashanam, there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, three in a row. I forget, where did it say, where? Did you look it up?
What
chapter? I forget. But those three verses, there's three verses in a row like that.
Yeah. And also I was thinking, this lamentation also resembles that of Lord Chaitanya in the Sri Sri Sikshastaka. Aslisha vapadaratam pinastu mam adarshanam mama hatam karatuva. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipable Lord unconditionally. See, so this mood is here. So, Maharaj, I don't know if you'd like to say anything. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you for listening.